Evening, September 11. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Psalms 5:8. Very bitter is the enmity of the world against the people of Christ. Men will forgive a thousand faults in others, but they will magnify the most trivial offense in the followers of Jesus. Instead of vainly regretting this, let us turn it to account, and since so many are watching for our halting, let this be a special motive for walking very carefully before God. If we live carelessly, the lynx-eyed world will soon see it, and with its hundred tongues it will spread the story, exaggerated and emblazoned by the zeal of slander. They will shout triumphantly, "Aha! So would we have it! See how these Christians act! They are hypocrites to a man!" Thus will much damage be done to the cause of Christ, and much insult offered to his name. The cross of Christ is in itself an offense to the world. Let us take heed that we add no offense of our own. It is to the Jews a stumbling block. Let us mind that we put no stumbling blocks where there are enough already. To the Greeks it is foolishness. Let us not add our folly to give point to the scorn with which the worldly wise deride the gospel. How jealous should we be of ourselves! How rigid with our consciences! In the presence of adversaries who will misinterpret our best deeds, and impugn our motives where they cannot censure our actions, how circumspect should we be! Pilgrims travel as suspected persons through Vanity Fair. Not only are we under surveillance, but there are more spies than we know of. The espionage is everywhere, at home and abroad. If we fall into the enemy's hands, we may sooner expect generosity from a wolf, or mercy from a fiend, than anything like patience with our infirmities from men who spice their infidelity towards God with scandals against his people. O Lord, lead us ever, lest our enemies trip us up.